Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. And let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee in thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou art only holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. And let us pray. Almighty God, who makes the mind of the faithful to be of one will, grant unto thy people that they may love what thou commandest and desire to do what you have promised, that among the manifold changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where the true joys can be found. And that is only through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Old Testament reading for this Sunday morning is found in Isaiah chapter 12, 1 to 6. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day you shall say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, and make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. So far. This morning's epistle, which my sermon is based on, is found recorded in Romans chapter 3, verses 10 to 24. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understands, there is none that seeks after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. Their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they've not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So far. This morning's Gospel, St. John chapter 16, verses 5 through 15. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asks me, Where goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine, therefore, said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. So far. Like I said a moment ago, my sermon is based upon our epistle lesson, Romans chapter 3. Well, to begin with, the scriptures tell us that God made man in his own image, that is, holy, without sin, with true knowledge of God and divine things. Furthermore, he was free from the enemy of death, because death came by sin. But after the fall, man's holiness is gone. Our nature is utterly sinful. Our knowledge of God and his will is darkened, and death now stalks the world. Death passed upon all, for all have sinned. So can anyone again be united with God? Regain life and immortality? Well, we cannot find them in ourselves. The answer involves God. God must give us the information that we so desperately need, and this he has done. The words in this morning's epistle, first of all, show us our lack of righteousness and then raises us up to life with God by offering us the perfect righteousness prepared for us by our Lord Jesus Christ. Our own lack of righteousness before God is evident, as St. Paul says, there's none righteous, no, not one. And the reason for this is, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now this may sound cynical, but it deals with facts as they are. The state of moral depravity is universal. But in believers, the power and the dominion of sin has been broken thanks to the regenerating power of the Holy Spirit working through word and sacrament. But this we must remember. Sin has not yet been eradicated from our nature. It will be with us as long as we live. This truth we must learn. For only then shall we be ready to hear what God, in his mercy, has done to make it possible for our souls to live. Only then shall we be able to appreciate the true glory of Christ's work of grace in our behalf. God himself prepared a perfect righteousness for us, which is acceptable to him. St. Paul writes, "But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." The all-important truth is that the righteousness which we need has been prepared for us by God. It is found in the words, "the righteousness of God, which is by Jesus Christ." The righteousness spoken here is something which comes from God. It is something which, in his grace and mercy, he has prepared for us by Jesus Christ, or through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, through Christ's fulfillment of the divine law in our place, and through his bearing the guilt and the punishment of our sins. And since God himself has prepared this for us, we know that it is acceptable to him. And everyone must have this righteousness if they are to be saved. For this reason, God revealed it as soon as man became a sinner. The very first gospel promise given to Adam and Eve after the fall directed their thoughts and their hopes to the coming Savior, which was to establish this righteousness. The writings of Moses and the prophets, along with the sacrifices and worship, pointed to this truth. The fullest and clearest revelation of it, God gave later through Christ, the light of the world, and through the apostles to whom Christ instructed and endowed with the Spirit of truth for the writing of the New Testament. How can one obtain this righteousness? Well, if God had not given us a clear answer to this important question, we would never have been able to find rest for our souls. But He has not left us in doubt. We are told that this righteousness, which is through faith in Jesus Christ, this means that it is made ours by faith in Christ and His redemption, by believing the gospel, in which God offers us forgiveness in Christ freely by grace. We become righteous in the sight of God. Here is true and abiding comfort for the sinner whose conscience accuses them. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And few men have experienced this deeply as did Luther. How precious this doctrine is to the troubled sinner. All who believe in the redemption of Christ are reunited with God. The image of God lost by sin is restored. For in Christ, we are holy in God's sight. Through the Scriptures, the knowledge of God and of His will, especially of His gracious will, is imparted to us. In Christ, we are given the promise of life. In gratitude, we strive to walk in the way of God's commandments. True, as long as we dwell here below, the image is imperfect, because in weakness we still sin. But in eternal life, it will be fully restored in us, and there we will know God perfectly. In our bliss, we will join the angelic choir singing, "Blessed and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Amen." Join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed Lord, who has caused all Holy Scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such way, such hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of Thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which You have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.